Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Just out of curiosity, can you raise your hand if you've been to the Oratory of St. Mary Magdalene before? Wonderful. Good to hear. That gospel we heard today is on the back wall of the oratory. Next time you go in, you can see it on the back. It's huge. But this is the gospel that is what the oratory is all about. Mary Magdalene goes to weep, to grieve for Jesus. She sees that the tomb is open and his body's gone. She runs and tells the apostles. They run back, and she's there left weeping after Peter and John go back to the other apostles. And then she sees the angels. "Why are you weeping?" And then Jesus comes, but she doesn't recognize Jesus because he's hiding himself. And he asks, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" The one she's looking for is Jesus, of course. But she's so distraught, she can't even hold herself in. Just, "Please tell me where you took him. I will lay his body down." All she cares about, all she can think of is her Lord, is Jesus. And then that split second when Jesus says her name, Mary. And Mary Magdalene, who's so distraught, she's lost the one thing she loves, him. In that split second, she has everything again, him. When we go to the oratory to pray before Jesus, before him in the Eucharist up in the front, when we go there, we don't just go to have pretty thoughts. That's fine. We don't just go there to be quiet. Oh, that's good and helpful too. We don't just go there to try and be better people. That's all good stuff. The reason we go to the oratory is the same reason Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. To find Jesus. To look for him, the one we love. Because it's Jesus right there in the Eucharist. But just like Jesus for Mary Magdalene, he hides himself. Sometimes we go there and we don't even recognize that it's him in the Eucharist. But in faith, we know it's him. And we wait for him to reveal himself and to say our name. Next time we go to the oratory, pretty thoughts, silence, meditations, trying to be better, have good resolutions, all those good things, of course. But what it's really about is going there to be with Jesus and waiting there for him to say your name.